China's middle class tests its power.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Today, hundreds of protesters shut down traffic in the Chinese city of Kunming to dramatize their opposition to a proposed petrochemical plant. It's the latest in a series of Not in My Backyard or NIMBY protests in recent weeks throughout that country. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, David.
Explain the timing here. Why are we seeing more of these types of environmental protests in China now?
Well, I think it's a sign of growing consumer class in China. You know, decades ago when China began to develop, there was an unspoken deal between China's government and its people, and it was basically this: if you don't challenge our authority, we'll give you a better quality of life. And for years, a better quality of life has meant the freedom to make money. Now that many Chinese have accomplished that, they're revisiting the quality of life clause in that deal, and they're saying, you know, we'd also like clean air and water, please. And if the government ignores them, you get people out on the streets like we saw today.
And how does the Chinese government typically respond when they see protests like this?
Well, you know, they've actually taken some pretty Orwellian measures to prevent these protests. 2 weeks ago, officials in the city of Chengdu suddenly declared that a Saturday would be a work day and a school day for everyone. And they did this to prevent a protest from happening. And that's a city of 14 million people.
Government gets points for creativity, I suppose.
Right. In Kunming, the site of today's protest, the government asked local companies to have their employees sign contracts promising not to even talk about the proposed project.
Do any of these protests actually work, get the job done for the people protesting?
Well, yeah, increasingly, yes. Just today, in fact, the mayor of Kunming came out to talk to protesters. He bowed to them, and then he apologized for bad communication, telling them there'd be a public hearing. A lot of protesters didn't believe that gesture. But, in other news today, we learned that a lithium battery plant proposed for a district here in Shanghai was actually scrapped and the land given back to the local government after a string of protests by angry suburbanites here. So the message for other urban Chinese, I think, is that sometimes coming together to protest will actually change the minds of those in power.
Rob Schmitz is Marketplace's China Bureau Chief. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, David.
Japan's expansionary economic policies are having a striking effect. There's news today that the economy there grew at a remarkable 3.5% annualized rate last quarter. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government has been stimulating like mad by spending and keeping interest rates low. It's called Abenomics, and it's been driving down the currency, which boosts profits coming in from overseas. That, in turn, has driven the Japanese stock market, which is up about 70% in 6 months. Now let's do the numbers. Japan's Nikkei took a break today, though, falling 0.4%. London's FTSE is up about 0.2%. The S&P 500 begins trading this morning at 1658, just under its all-time high.
Enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
In recent years, military families have had extra protection when it comes to consumer credit. The Military Lending Act caps annual interest at 36% and bans short-term payday and car title loans. Our series is called Beyond Payday Loans, and as Marketplace Wealth and Poverty reporter Mitchell Hartman discovered as part of an investigation along with ProPublica, some storefront lenders are getting around those rules.
The Waffle House in Hinesville, Georgia, home to the Army's 3rd Infantry at Fort Stewart.
Thursday is Sergeant's Day, and this is like their second home, I guess.
Businesses feed off of military dollars.
The All-Star or the Texas Bacon Cheesesteak Milk. Yes, sir. It's $6.90 plus tax.
And like all military towns, Hinesville's got a lot of storefront lenders, car title, pawn shops, installment lenders to the military.
Let me tell you, any time when there's money like this to be made, you're going to see skirting of the law.
Former Georgia Governor Roy Barnes has filed a class action lawsuit against one of the country's biggest storefront lenders. He says they gave service members car title loans dressed up as pawn transactions, with rates as high as 160%, violating the Military Lending Act. Loan renewals piled up the interest and fees.
All of these had been flipped. They never get paid off. After you get in debt to them, you're theirs because you can't get out of debt.
There are plenty of other lenders exploiting gaps in the Military Lending Act. They charge interest as high as 400% on loans that are paid back in monthly installments. The law doesn't cover loans spread out over more than 6 months. Pentagon spokesman Marcus Beauregard says the Defense Department is working on new regulations to address shortcomings in the law.
The marketplace has changed. Some of these high-cost, small-dollar loans, the definitions we have in the regulation may not be covering all the opportunities that are out there.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois also wants the Defense Department to fight back against the endless creativity of predatory lenders.
I'm finding so many examples of exploitation of the military and their families that maybe, just maybe, I can convince my colleagues to protect all American families from these abuses.
Last month, Durbin and four other Democrats introduced the Protecting Consumers from Unreasonable Credit Rates Act. It would set a 36% cap on interest and fees, just like the military has, for the whole country. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And before we go, there's now a name for Google's new music subscription service, a rival to Spotify. It'll be called Google Play Music All Access. Some bloggers think the name's clumsy. I'm a little stuck on the All Access part, which sounds a little like Germany, Italy, and Japan coming together for something. Oh, it's Access, A-C-C-E-S-S. You may need to work on that, gang. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.